For over 50 years, they redefined rock. The spirit lives on.
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. Rush. Live 50-something tour. Sign up for pre-sale access at Ticketmaster. Legends don't stop. They evolve. Rush.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs. ECOWAS is an economic organization headed by the richest and most populous state in Africa, Nigeria. At the same time, ECOWAS is now the center of a storm. Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, three francophone countries, in disrepair, democracy being asked to leave the room, and the military or its equivalents now in charge, have evidence that they're intending to or already have left ECOWAS. Nigeria, Tinubu, the president there, asked them to stay. Gregory, what does ECOWAS represent that these three countries want to leave it? And the storm is sweeping across Africa. It's not just West Africa. Central African Republic, Somalia's in trouble. Senegal's in trouble. Johannesburg's in trouble. But let's concentrate on ECOWAS. Is it worth saving? Because right now it's breaking up.
Well, the economic community of West African states is, as you say, restricted to that West African zone. And yes, it's worth saving because it has produced a number of cooperative endeavors which have been beneficial for the security of all of the regional states. Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso did say that they were withdrawing from ECOWAS because of the sanctions of ECOWAS against them for the military coups which took place. And there are also sanctions against Guinea for its, shall we say, less than democratic management of power. And there's a potential for another ECOWAS member, a fifth member, Sierra Leone, to be sanctioned very soon because of its essentially also staging a coup with the politicians leading the coup rather than the military. So ECOWAS was about to, as you say, disappear. Tinubu was part of the problem, of course, because as soon as Niger had a coup and then evicted the French military and diplomatic presence from the country, President Tinubu said that ECOWAS would send in troops to change the situation and restore democracy in Niger, which is next to Nigeria. The reality is that for any of these countries to get troops through northwestern Nigeria to Niger would be almost impossible because they were going through an area of northwestern Nigeria which is peopled by Hausa Fulani people who are identical to the people across the border in Niger. In fact, it was only a colonial border which disrupted their unity, and they would not stand for an invasion of Niger. So the basic thing was that it became evident that President Tinubu's threat to invade Niger had backfired and had caused the coup leaders in Niger to redouble their defiance of ECOWAS and the international community. And for Mali, Niger, and Burkina Faso to join together to reject the French interest in their region, France being their former colonial overlords. So the big loser out of all of this is France, but President Tinubu or his people, because President Tinubu is less than engaged in some aspects of governance in Nigeria because of his age-related health issues, shall we say. So the Tinubu government on last Saturday called for the removal of all of the economic sanctions imposed on those four states by ECOWAS. And that is to say, look, all a big mistake. We need to pursue the common good. ECOWAS was established to improve the lives of the people in the region through fraternal cooperation among all member states. So the sanctions have not helped on that. So let's withdraw the sanctions and get back to being members of the same philosophy of support for each other as regional neighbors. Now, yes, that has a lot of resonance and probably will work. It will probably mean that ECOWAS will not fall apart, but it does sanction the legitimacy of military coups to change as a form of government change in the region and in Africa generally. And we've talked about this before, that all over Africa there's a belief that that democracy has failed because politicians have manipulated the democratic processes in order to retain power. And the military has mostly come in these countries to overturn essentially immoral and illicit governments who were not, in fact, truly elected by the population. So, in many respects, the coup masters, such as in Niger, for example, could be argued to be more acting in democratic spirit than the civilian politicians.
Then we have three phases then. And the first phase was the colonial phase. The second phase was the democracy phase. And now the coup phase?
Yes, we're in the coup phase right now. And as I said, the West can do nothing about it. The Chinese would not interfere. They will get back to an African form of democracy, just as they'll get back to borders gradually, which reflect the ethnic and linguistic and cultural makeup of the different parts of Africa, and they'll start to break away from those colonial boundaries. And that's going to be happening within the next decade. It already started to happen in many areas. And in the meantime, we'll see a lot of chaos. And South Africa is already in chaos. Yes. The economy has been destroyed already.
And the DR Congo. Let's go to the future, Gregor. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.